In communities across Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, crews are raising emergency levees and volunteers are piling sandbags. Rain forecast for today and tomorrow is expected to worsen flooding along the Red, Minnesota, and Mississippi rivers. From Minnesota Public Radio, Dan Gunderson reports.
The Red River forms the border between Minnesota and North Dakota, flowing north into Canada. In 1997, a massive flood inundated several communities, driving thousands from their homes and causing billions in damage. Flooding of that magnitude was not expected again this spring, but heavy rain is raising rivers and anxiety. Donald Dale has lived for 35 years on the banks of the Red River in Moorhead, Minnesota. He's seen four major floods in that time, two in just the last 4 years. Sandbags piled 30 feet long and 2 feet high spread across a low spot in his backyard as the rising river rolls placidly past about 60 feet away.
We're just in kind of a holding pattern now to see whether we need to add more here or not. As you can see in the garage, I've got bags ready to go that can be brought down here and get this beefed up in short order. We try to be prepared, and also we try to relax as much as possible in doing it.
Truckloads of sand are being dumped in driveways at thousands of homes in Minnesota and North Dakota as volunteers fill and pile sandbags. Moorhead resident Roger Sipson expects about a foot of water in his backyard. He says a sandbag dike is cheap insurance.
I got $75 in sand, and the city bought the bags, and we bought some donuts.
You're paying us minimum wage, aren't you?
Uh-oh. Hopefully this is a precautionary measure and the dike will stay dry.
North Dakota State University student Nels Jengdahl is one of hundreds of college students helping throw sandbags.
I just thought, oh, it doesn't look that tough. It's on TV. Just pass a couple bags. Nothing bad, but you learn really quick. You don't want to fill these bags too full.
While homeowners rely on sandbags for protection from the floodwaters, in the heart of town, construction crews are hauling hundreds of loads of sticky brown clay, which is then packed by bulldozers into huge emergency levees. An 8-foot temporary levee protects Fargo City Hall from the rising water. Fargo Public Works Operations Director Dennis Wallacher says the temporary levees are the most efficient way to protect the city. A permanent levee here would cost nearly $10 million. The emergency protection offered by this temporary levee costs about $30,000.
That's a good decision for us economically. We are getting tired of building it too many times. In a normal, you know, in the 80s, you know, we used to have a flood every 10 years. Now we seem to have a flood at least every four.
Wallacher says with more rain forecast, crews may need to raise the levees higher, but he's confident the city will be protected.
The only wild card in this whole process, again, is how much rain we get. If it stays in a nice, gentle rain over 24 hours, we will handle that without too many problems.
Rising water is causing problems across the region. Crews in Trail County, North Dakota, had to break up a mile-long ice jam piled against a 460-foot bridge connecting Minnesota and North Dakota. Today, the rising Mississippi is expected to force the closing of the St. Paul, Minnesota airport. And with widespread rain forecast, it's expected flood conditions will worsen in coming days. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gunderson in Moorhead, Minnesota.